Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. Ryan, do you use a plastic putting iron, a putting plastic?
I'll use a plastic spatula today, turn a hamburger. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, you're not actually hitting a little white ball. You're not there entertaining. No, I got you.
I'm just helping. We have a member guest at Grand Ridge today, so I'm going to help out. And I thought I was going to get out the wind, but I'm going to go out and sit out in the wind anyhow. At least I won't be getting beat up.
Yeah, you never did get into that addiction known as golf, did you?
I like it, but I don't have time, you know. I live on my own golf course and don't have time to play.
Ain't that something? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of achy this morning. I just finished yesterday evening a three-match tennis match playing doubles with my granddaughter. She and I teamed up. And, whew,
wow.
Man, been a while. These
don't let me play golf tennis anymore.
Yeah, well, I got a bionic knee, so that helped me get through it.
Yeah,
you got.
Sure.
You haven't done yours yet, have you? Have you done your knees yet?
No, I'm not. He said I'm not ready. He said when you're ready, you'll come crawling up in here asking me.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've been talking about what is the worst enemy for going out and fishing. What is your worst fear when you get up and you see a condition? Out of all of them, there's a lot of bad ones, but which one is the worst you like that you hate to deal with?
It's got to be the wind. You know, duck season is the fog. And fishing is the wind, you know, just crossing the river in the fog is so detrimental. It's very difficult to, you know, everybody's scared and you got a lot riding on it. But I think the wind, especially this week with the 30-mile-an-hour winds, and today it's going to be 40, you know, it makes it tough. You know, you can't get away from the bank to go actually look and search for something. You know, you're stuck to lee shores and stuff like that. So probably that. You know,
yeah.
Most everything to deal with. The rivers are going to jump 10 feet in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. So it's going to crest on the 26th at 16.5, which is half a foot under flood stage. So, yeah, it's coming up. But that doesn't really bother us any. I mean, we'll get around it.
Yeah, it was too good to be true, that river being that low this long and this late. So it's due to jump, and it's coming.
Well, it's gonna be a jump, and then it's gonna fall right. It's just we got this giant two big storms, and the one that's coming today and going right through the Ohio Valley, and that's where all the water's coming from. So, you know, it's just a seasonal thing, and there's not enough snow up there to make that big a deal. So, I think by the middle of May it'll be right back down, and we'll be whacking them again.
Yeah, you know, one of the difficulties this time of year, springtime, and locating trout is they're in the transition period. So you're likely to find them in, out. Explain what goes on during trout transition.
Well, they just come out their winter haunts and all the baits coming out the deep holes, if you still have deep holes, and they're just working their way to the beach. So it's not very difficult. You just, you know, you start fishing your summertime pattern and hitting different things on the way out and working your way to the beach, and come May they'll get back on the rigs and on the islands out there, you know, Breton and that kind of stuff in May, and you know, April, they on the beaches and they on the points on the outside with the river high like this. They'll just be right on the outside points. You know, a lot of people probably fishing Europe at this time of year. And, you know, my boys on the east side, because of the wind, we can't fish the west side. Although the trout were good on the west side until this wind event. This has been a really big event for wind this week. It's been tough.
It's been long-lasting for sure. How much is this wind going to affect your hamburger cooking? Is it going to blow around the heat? Or are you going to protect that area to cook?
Windage and elevation, if you start on the left side of the pit and just flip it, and by the time it comes back down, it'll be on the right side of the pit.
I knew you had a secret to a good hamburger. Any other tips for hamburger cooking? We get all kind of information from you.
You know what we do also when we cook in a lot of hamburgers, because as the people coming by, we take some onion soup, and we put it on the side, and we put the hamburgers in there as they're cooked, and it keeps them so nice and juicy and flavorful until you can put them on a hamburger.
That might be the best tip of the month. All right, now tell me about your blackberries. Are they late this year? My blackberry bushes this week just exploded, I guess, because of these 80-degree temperatures.
Yeah, they're going to be late. They'll probably be almost the 20th before everything comes to full berry picking. And the mulberry trees are thick with mulberries, but, you know, it'll be a while for them. I think by the 20th we'll start picking berries and have a good little session there. Especially if we get a little rain, that'll help them out a lot and get them juicy and fat. So, yeah, it won't be long.
You know, I think the blackberry might be the best little wild fruit or product that we've got that grows.
You know, there's so many in different areas. You know, you got the blueberries, we got the blackberries. You know, they have raspberries in other places. Mayhaw is something that we don't have down here. You got them up there, but that is a phenomenal little berry. That's my favorite jelly of all is Mayhaw jelly. So, you know, every region's got something that they have. You know, something that we don't use that we have a plethora of is elderberries. Mm-hmm. You know, we really don't use them. They make good jelly, good syrup, and they're very abundant. So, you know, it's something that a lot of people don't use, and they're good for you.
Yeah, I've made pyracantha jelly, which is pretty good.
Really?
They're not much good for anything else, but, yeah, you can make a jelly out of them.
Really? I thought they was all bitter. We used to use it for pea shooters when we were kids, when they were green.
Oh, boy, a misspent youth, huh? Your childhood, misspent activity.
I could go back to it, I promise you that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I think next week we're going to ask the audience what's their best use for those blackberries, and we'll get a variety of answers and see.
Oh, without a doubt. It's that time, too. Miss Coleman loves those blackberries, so she had me out there
too. All right, well, have fun at the golf tournament. Have fun at the golf tournament. Cook them hamburgers up. Make sure you put one in well done for me. That's how I like them.
Well done in the onion soup.
Yeah, in the soup. That'd be great.
All right, buddy.
Telephone number, too, because I know you can talk to people while you're flipping burgers. That's no problem.
Oh, yeah. You know, they get a hold of me at 504-559-5111, and we're booking up really good, so it's going to be a good year. So you get your trips in.
Don't delay. Thanks, Ryan. Talk to you next week.
You're welcome, buddy.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. You'll find him with an apron maybe and a flipper, a spatula to flip those burgers over there at the golf course.